It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 61. So we're just going to dive right in today, and I'm going to tell you about a mythical creature today. So here we go. It's
lesson time.
Have you heard of the mysterious chupacabra from Latin American folklore? This mythical creature symbolizes insight and energy drains. If the chupacabra comes your way, it might be time to protect your energy and stop letting responsibilities drain you. Focus on finding balance and prioritizing your happiness. Yeah, every time I hear about a chupacabra, it never seems like it's a good thing. I mean, energy drain is not the best of things, but I'm going to keep reading these little twists on mythical creatures. It's basically like if you see them or if they come to you type of thing, like if they're symbolized in your life. Not necessarily like, oh, you should go and touch a chupacabra. No. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on to stories today.
This story comes from _headless_ on Reddit.
I've decided to share my story in hopes that there might be people with more knowledge or experience on this topic that could help me make sense of what happened to me. I've shared my story with my friends and family, but people never have much to add, just something along the lines of, "That's crazy." When I was 19, my uncle asked me to stay with him for the summer. He had just bought a home in rural Pennsylvania, farmland out in Amish country. The home and property were pretty run down, so he was paying me to stay with him for the summer and work on fixing things up. It was a large old home and had two staircases. One small one in the back part of the house that led directly to his bedroom, and then the main staircase by the front door that led to the other bedrooms. Being a teenager, I used to stay downstairs watching TV after he had gone to bed. After a few weeks, I started to get a weird feeling being alone at night. I would just start to feel like there was someone else downstairs. Sometimes, I would think I heard someone whispering. I would get slightly paranoid and find myself glancing in the direction of the adjacent sitting room that had nothing but a couple of chairs. I chalked it up to be the fact that it was an unfamiliar house and that it gets incredibly dark out there in the middle of nowhere. As time went on, my uncomfortable, scared feeling started escalating. It was hard to explain, but I had that uncanny feeling of being watched when I was alone at night. There were times when I would get up and go into the other rooms downstairs and turn on the lights just to look and make myself feel better. I eventually just stopped staying up downstairs and would just go to my room and read. Not long after, the sense of someone else being present began following me into my room, which hadn't been the case before. It was like, one moment, everything was normal, and I was happily reading or lying in bed. And then I would get this weighty feeling of something entering my room and watching me. I just tried to ignore it and would eventually fall asleep. Things continued to escalate. The presence started following me into my room virtually every night. I would immediately notice because there would be that weighty change in the feeling of the room, and the temperature also seemed to get colder. I would lie in bed at night and hear whispering or breathing in the room. I started sleeping with the lights on. One night, I was lying on my bed with the lights on, reading. I was pretty tired from the work that we did that day and was falling asleep earlier than usual. Everything was normal in the room at this point, and I felt relieved because I just wanted to get a good night's sleep. I set my book down and drifted to sleep. Sometime later, I started to be awakened by a strange sound. Lying there with my eyes closed, I could hear something that sounded like rubbing. It wasn't loud, but this constant, faint rubbing sound coming from nearby. I regained consciousness enough to think, "What is that?" and came to, opening my eyes. I looked down towards my chest. I had been sleeping on my back, and found my left arm extended straight up in the air, reaching towards the ceiling. The rubbing sound was my own fingers. They were being played with. My fingers were being bent and manipulated. The sound was my skin of my fingers rubbing against each other. Directly above my hand was what I could only describe as a black mist fog, maybe 2.5 or 3 feet wide. Having just woken up, what was happening did not immediately register. I laid there staring at my hand and the mist for a few seconds, confused. I think this was compounded by the fact that I couldn't feel my hand, so it almost seemed like it wasn't happening to me. Then, like a bolt of lightning, a jolt of pure terror shot through my entire body. I had never felt terror before. I had been afraid in my life, but I didn't know what terror was until this moment. I think horror movies actually did a pretty good job of recreating how it feels, with the distorting camera angles and music, like the famous score from Psycho. I yanked my arm back and sprang back like a cornered animal. Sitting up at the head of the bed, my back and arms pinned against the wall as I stared at the mist. It just slowly faded away and then was gone. That's my experience. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night, replaying it over and over in my head. Did that actually happen? Was I dreaming? I must have been dreaming, but I'm sitting here awake. The sheets kicked off my bed when I sprang back. It happened so clearly. No, it was real. This really happened, but it couldn't have. I decided to tell my uncle the next day. I had mentioned previously that I got creeped out hanging downstairs alone, but that was the extent of what he knew up to this point. He actually believed me, or pretended to, and said that he got weird feelings in that house at times as well. He also told me that the previous owner had been an elderly man that had passed away. At this point, I had only a couple more weeks left at his place before I needed to head home to get ready for my next year at college. I tried to stick it out, but after 2 entirely sleepless nights, I told him I was heading home early and left. He ended up moving for work reasons a couple of years later, and I did visit him once at that house for a family Thanksgiving, but I did not sleep there. I had never had any paranormal experiences before this, and I didn't really think about ghosts or whether they were real or not. I certainly never thought that they would be able to physically interact with me. As you can probably guess, I am a firm believer now, and have not had any other experiences, and hope not to. I have not come across a story yet where someone has had, I guess, a body part manipulated with. So that's pretty wild to me, and also terrifying. I mean, imagine waking up and your hand is just up in the air and like your fingers are more or less being played with. And also, what a weird ghost. I have no words for that. It's so bizarre. I'm wondering if it was the old man, but it's also a big plot of land. So really, it could be anybody, anything. It could just be wondering like why you're there. Like maybe the spirit misses their body. And so they're just, I don't know. The possibilities are really almost endless. But if you have any ideas, let me know. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from no-efficiency-6614 on Reddit.
Now, this didn't happen to me, but it happened to my dad. He's not the kind to over-exaggerate or even believe in the supernatural, but this experience really shook him up. He owns a business that provides safety manufacturing for mining vehicles and the like. And he was on one of his sales trips down to a mining town in Kalgoorlie, Western Australia. Now, towns like these in Australia are old and remote, and they have a lot of strange feelings around them due to the bloodshed with the First Nation peoples, also miners during the gold rush in Australia, and crimes that occurred around the remote towns such as these. As such, paranormal encounters are not unheard of, and I believe my dad had one. He had gotten back late to his hotel room after a trip out to the mines and was exhausted, so he went straight to bed. At around 2 a.m., he heard loud voices and banging of doors and sat straight up in his bed. The rooms were set out so that he could see his door directly from his bed down a small passageway. The noise ended abruptly, and he assumed it had just been some drunk FIFO workers or something, and was ready to lie back down when he saw something strange. The door to his room hadn't opened, but he could clearly see a young girl making her way down the short passageway towards him. He couldn't see her features properly, as she was quite shadowy, and her body seemed to be cut off at the waist, as there were no visible legs. I was 16 at the time, and he described her as seeming around my age and height. She came close to his bed, and he let out a yell, as he was terrified, and she seemed to disappear in front of him. To this day, he still doesn't like talking about it, and has retired from going on mining trips ever since. Yeah, that would freak me out to see something walking in my hotel room. Okay, not even walking because it doesn't even have any legs. It's so terrifying. And then it just kind of makes you wonder if this spirit was around the same age as the person in the story when this was happening. Like, what happened to her? But anyhow, that is spooky, and also apologizing for totally butchering that town's name. I tried. I even looked it up how you say it in Australia and still butchered it. If you have any paranormal stories like either of these that were told today or just any at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.